Okay, ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Step right up. The man of the month is on with us now, Mr. Gerald Celente, who has some interesting news for us tonight. Apparently went out to a nice little familiar restaurant to have a nice pleasant evening, and things didn't go quite as expected. Hello, friend. What's going on?
What's going on is that America is finished unless we stand up, united we...
United we stand, divided they bury us, and that's the truth, and you got it.
And they're doing it now. So here's what happened. This is very high-end place. I'm not going to get the name out yet.
Right.
And I go there frequently. Been a very big supporter of them. Spent a lot of money there and on without going into details. About 3 weeks ago, I was there, and the magazine comes out on a Tuesday night, the Trends Journal. And I was just stopped in for a quick, I just took a quick break. And I'm talking to these people. People from all over the world come here to this place.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they were from India. And we're talking, and they're blown away by all I know that's going on in India, with Modi, the Citizens Act, and GDPs, and on and on and on, the farmers' rebellions. But and they can't believe it. So they invite me for dinner. And I said, I'm sorry, I'd love to, but I can't. And then this manager of the restaurant comes by, and he says to the people, your table is ready. And then he said to the people, I don't know why you're talking to this guy, meaning me.
What?
I'm just let me go on.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I don't know why you're talking to this guy. He said, I never talked to him. I only talked to him because he introduced himself to me. And I just can't imagine anyone wasting their time speaking with this guy. And then he says to them, your table's ready. And I said to him, we're having a conversation, and they'll be at the table shortly. And he said, if they don't have to come there in a minute and a half, the table is gone. So he takes him to the table. He comes back, and I say, hey, man, I said, I was totally out of line. Where are you coming from? Oh, he said, oh, that was just humor. I was just trying to be humorous. I said, I didn't find it funny at all. I said, very rude of you. And... matter of fact, I gave these people, when I went back after that happened, and gave them an autographed copy of my book, which Zizzy gave Honey Boy, and they barely looked at me. So the guy said to me, well, let's shake hands and let's, I'm really sorry that it happened. I said, okay, shake hands with him. I go there last Friday night, and I go there very frequently, and I'd been there on a Thursday night, the night before, and had a little sign up on the door that you have to wear a mask. From the door to the bar, I'm not exaggerating, is no more than 8 feet. I walk in, and as I'm almost at the bar, this guy, the manager, comes by, and they're all wearing masks. You see, you have to wear a mask now. Oh, I
said,
I didn't see it.
Same guy.
I said, I didn't see the sign. I said, when I come in next time, I'll wear a mask. Be respectful. That's what they want. It's their place. So I'm at the bar. He said, no. He said, you have to put a mask on now. So I said, I'm at the bar. I said, do I need a mask when I'm at the bar? He said, no, but you have to put a mask on. I said, I don't get it.
Oh, my.
Just don't let me finish right before any comments.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said to him, I'm at the bar, and you're telling me I need a mask? He said, that's right. He said, you have to go outside, put a mask on, then come back in, and you can sit at the bar. I said, let me get this straight. I said, I'm at the bar now. I don't need a mask. And you're telling me for me to sit at this bar now, I have to go outside, put on a mask, then come back in, and I could sit at the bar. He said, that's right. And I said, at the top of my lungs, F you. Who the F do you think you're talking to? You little piece of effing crap. And I use the word crap. I said, I had enough of you. I said, you come outside and talk to me like this. I'm at the top of my lungs. If you could talk to me like this in front of other people, I could do what I want to do. I said, you little SOB, you got the wrong guy. you are a little piece of effing crap. Come on outside and talk to me like this. He goes, no. I said, no. I said, you're a little coward. You're a little nothing. I go outside, cool down a little bit, about 2 minutes, and I walk back in. Guy's frozen where he was sitting before. I said, come outside, you little F. I had enough of your goddamn crap. I said, you are nothing. You're a ballless little arrogant boy. This guy's about 35 years old, a foot taller than me. I'm going to be 75 in November. I'm calling this little clown out, and he's afraid to move. I said, you're disgusting. I said, all you little boys with your arrogant attitude and the way you treat other people. But outside, you're not a man. I said, you're a ballless little nothing. I confronted the owner of the place, who's a multi-millionaire. I'm not going to go into more details. I told him what happened. He never apologized to me. He said, well, I'll look into it. I said, there's nothing to look into. I said, I supported you 1,000%. And there, this person, when the virus broke out back in January of 2020, and by February, they were ordering food in, and people told me this, and they used to, the people, when they delivered it, they had to drop it in the driveway, then they would come out and sanitize it, and then bring it in the house. That's who we're talking to. And I'm telling this story because this is where America's going. We are going down fast, and we are going down hard. You look at my trends in the news broadcast tonight, and I have all of, again, I write a weekly magazine. You get it. What is it, 144 pages last week? Only fabulous facts. If anybody could find anything that's not a fact in my magazine, let me know. But don't talk to me like I don't know anything. So, San Francisco mandates proof of full COVID vaccine. San Francisco require residents and visitors to prove that they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 for a number of indoor activities, such as visiting restaurants, bars, and gyms. Mayor London Breed. How about London Halfbreed? How about little Lori Lighthead? How about gruesome Gavin Newsom? Who was the first guy? Who was the first, not guy, who was the first man to call out little low-life Andy Cuomo? Who was it? Gerald Celente.
Gerald Celente.
Go to all my videos. Go back to last March and go forward. As all the media is adoring this guy, as those little pieces of Hollywood shit gave this guy, what, an Emmy Award? Because he could bullshit just like the rest of them. I was the man that called him out. I got banned from radio stations all over New York for calling this little piece of low-life crap out. So, wow. Going back to, now we're talking about San Francisco.
Yeah.
Fully vaccinated means the person has received both doses of either Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccinations or received one dose of the Johnson & Johnson. Okay, let's start with Pfizer. Again, only the facts, only the facts, only the facts. Israel, COVID cases soared despite 80% jab rate. You know where that's from? Oh, it's only from yesterday's Financial Times.
Uh-huh.
All right? The efficacy rate, they lied to us. They told us that it was 96% effective. It's now down to 40%. All right? But you have to show proof now. So now let's keep going on over here to show the stupidity. According to the data from the city of San Francisco, 71% of the city's eligible residents are fully vaccinated as of August 11th. Okay. How about that little fraud Fauci? Don't believe me? Listen to the crap spewing out of that arrogant little boy's mouth. What did he say the herd immunity is for the herd out there that follows them? 70%. Now, wait a minute. You got 71% fully vaccinated.
Done
Why
deal.
Are you locking it down?
Exactly.
All right, now, you ready? People who prove full vaccination will still need to keep a face mask on while inside public spaces in line with a previous order. This is from San Francisco. Okay, let me get this straight now. You got vaccinated, right? Yes. All right. You're wearing a mask. Yes. Okay. You're safe. That's right. Okay, so leave me alone. I don't want to wear a mask, and I don't want to be vaccinated, but you're safe. You don't have to worry about me. Why are you telling me to do what you did? So let's keep going here, because it's one after another. And the developer, this is from CNBC, so it's not a conspiracy theory, because anything that doesn't come from the prostitutes is a conspiracy theory. The developer of the AstraZeneca shot says the Delta variant has made herd immunity impossible because vaccinated people can still transmit the virus.
Right.
The Delta variant has changed the equation for achieving herd immunity, the developer of AstraZeneca's vaccine has said. Speaking at the UK Parliament meeting on Tuesday, Sir Andrew Pollard, a professor of pediatric infection and immunity at the University of Oxford, said that achieving herd immunity is, quote, not a possibility. All right, now, you know, when I tell people to F off, I had enough of your crap, and using the other word, which it really is, they
Understood.
Call that profanity. You know what profanity? That's not profanity. That is the proper language to use in that situation. So don't you tell me what your third grade teacher's talking about. I'll tell you what profanity is by calling some piece of shit, sir. Sir, who the hell are you, sir? Oh, your honor? No, my honor. F you. Oh, the honorable. Oh, how about a dignitary? That's profanity. And I could keep going on here, and I'm going to. Los Angeles City Council votes 13-0 to create vaccination requirement for indoor public spaces such as restaurants, movie theater, concert venues, etc. Here's the quote. COVID-19 could be eradicated if we had mass vaccinations across the country and across the world. This is Mitch O'Farrell, the councilman. Councilman, a little piece of garbage crap, a political little nothing who sucked off the public tit his whole life, speaking bullshit, because I just read to you from Oxford that there's no such thing as herd immunity. O'Farrell said before the United States, blah, 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 he goes, why on earth is it okay in 2021, are you ready for this, to have 30-plus people die in the county of Los Angeles from COVID over a three-day period, including 11-year-old girl, when we have a vaccine that could have prevented all of that, accessible to everyone? Hey, craphead, how many people died? Oh, 30-plus in 3 days. Hey, imbecile, how many people live in Los Angeles County? 10 million. What the hell are you telling me 30 people died for over 3 days, 10 million people? An 11-year-old girl? Because then we go to the other data, because they keep sending out all the fake stuff. And you had CNN doing a big thing about how young people are dying from this. Here we go. Yeah. Myth that kids can't get badly ill from COVID is further debunked. This is the front page of CNN website. And they go on to say that at least 542 children in the U.S. have died from COVID-19, according to CDC data. Okay, 542 children. In how many months? Oh, 17 months? And the children, according to the CD, are ages 1 to 17. 542 children in 17 months, out of how many? 75 million. 75 million. How many young people died from eating McDonald's, Burger King? How many people died from eating all of the crap that they eat? The obesity level's only 42% in America. how about all the people that die from the pesticides, the chemicals they spray in our food?
How about fentanyl and drugs?
Yeah, I lost my niece, may she rest in peace, on opiate. And this little clown is shooting their mouth off like this?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying this because it's very clear. If we do not unite for freedom, peace, and justice, it is going to get 1,000% worse than it is now. The quotes that I read you can continue to get even worse. Here's a little arrogant another boy, a Harvard boy, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks, an arrogant little boy, city attorney of Los Angeles, Mike Fewer. Yeah, fewer brains than a pea. Has already endorsed the idea of what I'm locking down everywhere in case you don't have the vaccination. Quote, no shots, no admission. That's his quote. In an article on Medium this week, he wrote, those who reject that responsibility should temporarily lose some of society's privileges until their reckless behavior no longer endangers the rest of this. Let this little boy come and talk to me like this. These little guys are tough when they're behind that microphone with all their flunkies around them.
Yeah.
Man to man, they fall. And we better stand up as men and women and not take this anymore. I've been doing everything I can. You know, I had last year a 4th of July rally in Kingston, New York, when it was all locked down. Everybody hated me for doing it. I called out Cuomo, couldn't try to come and close it. I had one on Memorial Day. I had another one on the 4th of July. I cannot fight this battle on my own. I've been on your show, how many years? What, 20 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I put out a magazine. If you're not going to support the magazine, if you're not going to support Occupy Peace, then I'll tell you what you should do. You should go to Los Angeles. You should go to San Francisco. You should go to New York. You should go to all these places, France, Italy, bow down, bend over, and take it up the you-know-what. Because that's what they're doing to us. We got these little freaky nothings of little clown boys giving us orders. Did you see that little jerk they got over there in Philadelphia? You want to see a little nothing of an arrogant clown boy?
Yeah, yeah.
All you have to do is look at their mayor, Jim Kenney. Jim Jerkoff. A little nothing. I'm upset, Kenny said. The mayor expressed frustration that the new mandates are needed because about 30% of the city is not vaccinated. Quote, this amazes me that this is the most simple thing to do to keep yourself safe and your family safe and your community safe, and the people still refuse to do it. Getting vaccinated isn't just a personal decision. It's a decision that will affect us all.
You know what else he said? He said employees either get the kill shot or they have to begin wearing 2 masks.
That's right.
At all times on the job. 2.
That's right. Oh, the other quote, by the way, was Acting Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bitigoli. Dr. Cheryl sucking off the public tit. These people are bureaucrats. They're bureaucrats. They don't work in the real world. Who the hell are they talking to? Oh, by the way, little Kenny, the first book I worked on was called Natural Healing, 1986, a Warner book. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences.
Well,
so all you little boys out there and girls that are shooting off your fat mouth, go F yourself. I'm telling you, if we do not unite now, it is over. Finito.
Gerald, I've been saying almost verbatim the same thing, and you are correct. And I'd like to submit this. Something has been done to or has happened to the mass of American people. They're not what they were. And you know it better than anybody. They're not what they were.
America has no backbone.
None.
Look what they're teaching these kids. Critical race theory. How about teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic? And that's it. Get them the hell out of there.
No, in the state of Oregon, you don't have to be proficient in reading, writing, or arithmetic to graduate high school now. That was signed by the governor last week. True story.
Yeah. I know.
Look, it's over. Friends,
Look at these little pieces of crap telling us what to do, and it's global. And that's what everybody has to get in their head. Melbourne, lockdown extended. You ready? As mystery cases spike. Mystery cases.
Mystery, yeah, right. Two cases,
yeah.
Three cases, whatever. They're bringing more military in. Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Yep.
Australia intending to get vaccinated. Again, they're bringing in the military. They're asking for... Sydney may call in extra troops to enforce lockdowns as Australia's capital extends restrictions. You ready? After one case reported.
It was one. I thought it was three. One case.
But what's Sydney? It's a place, what, about 5 million people?
Something like that.
But they had two deaths.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, but two deaths, and you know, they were in their 90s. I'm not making this up.
I can't help but laugh. I know you're not. Oh, I know. I've been watching Australia, what they're doing there. It's a beta test to see how far they can push the people before they just die.
What they're doing is the drug lords are in charge.
Yeah.
They're drug dealers. We got
drug dealers,
banksters, military-industrial complex, and big tech totally in control of our lives.
Big tech. That's it. You can also look at it in terms of people who literally don't know what to believe anymore. The media is their enemy. They don't know that. They think because it's on TV, there must be some truth to it. They have no clue, Gerald, I don't care where you go in the world, of how big the lie is and how big the fraud is. How can you determine someone is infected with the alleged coronavirus when the test itself has been admitted by the CDC to be useless? How can you do that? The PCR test throws a 95% false positive response. It's a fraud. And as you know, the man who invented it got the Nobel Prize for it, and he said it's not suitable to determine clinical infection with anything.
I know.
They killed him 3 months later, right before all this shit started.
From what I know, and if anybody has the information, I'd love to hear it. They can't tell the difference in the tests that they're doing, whether it's Delta or the regular virus.
They don't know. All they're doing is turning up the cycles on the test. If they turned it down, they wouldn't find anything. They turn it up and they start finding pieces of fragments of genetic material from a cold you had 20 years ago. It's a joke. Look, I have a video. It's at the top of the homepage, Gerald. I want you to promise me, please, you'll go look at this. It's a professional health guy in Hawaii. He's brilliant. He speaks. You'll love how articulate he is. He lays it out from the inside. Call him a whistleblower if you want. He tells the truth. Broken hip? Coronavirus. Allergies? Coronavirus. Listen to the man. It's a 9-minute video. It'll blow your mind how clear he speaks about it. It's brilliant. I put it up at the top of the homepage.
Okay.
It's absolutely essential viewing. All right. Hold on just a minute. Gerald and I will be right back. We're in trouble, dear friends. The real Americans in this country are in real trouble because most of the Americans, probably the majority, are no longer real. Back in a minute. Hold on. All always remember, always, always remember to, one, follow the money, and two, try to follow the profits. Pfizer has made, at last public admission, a profit of $56 billion on these kill shots already. $56 billion. Now they're developing, a pill, it's a capsule, two a day, anti-COVID pills. Two a day. That's what they're going to recommend to keep us safe from this feared, non-existent virus. Look, the money is ungodly, what they're making. It's unbelievable.
They're drug dealers.
They are absolutely doing that, and worse. They're murderous drug dealers. They're killing their own clientele.
That's what drug dealers are.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Now, Gerald, I've known you. I've been on the air 28 years. You've been on here at least 20. I know you. I know the man. I know what's inside you. And I must tell you, your depth of wisdom, and I'll just use the word restraint advisedly, that guy in that restaurant should have met you outside. You would have disassembled that bastard, and he would have deserved every bit of it. The arrogance.
Well, I wouldn't have hit him. I'm a close combat guy.
I would only attack
the attacker. So if he was gonna shoot his mouth off to me, I was gonna shoot my mouth back off to him. If he came at me, then I would do it.
Understood.
I wouldn't do it otherwise.
I know. I understand. He wouldn't have kept his mouth shut, though. That's my point. And he would have got what was coming to him. We have lost so much of our character as a nation.
There's no fight
as a
in
people.
America. You got no bullying zones, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Teddy
I'm a
bears,
little kid. I was
no
the
bullying.
Shortest kid. Yeah. Every year in school, they used to have the kids back in the day. You know, the shortest kid was first.
Yeah.
I was the shortest kid through high school. And I was the toughest kid.
Yeah, I bet. I have no doubt. You still are. But look, this behavior.
Because you don't have to teach a human how to fight. They took the fight out of us.
It's gone.
The way I grew up, they didn't take it out of me. It came out of me a little while when a nun beat me up, perforated my middle ear, and broke my eardrum. And I could never go water skiing again. And I was at 10 years old. I was a great water skier. But anyway, do you teach a bird how to fight, a lion how to fight, a cat, a dog, an elephant? No. It's in the spirit. You know how to fight. They've taken the fight out of us. Listen to the crap that I'm reading to you. You can't see if you. There's
right.
no. Look at the no. crap they're shooting. There's no fight here. Listen to this. Breaking news out of Australia. The New South Wales has posted another grim record with 390 more local COVID cases on Friday. This is today.
Oh, my.
Because they're ahead of us.
Oh, gosh.
You ready?
Oh, gosh.
Now, here's the sad news now. Now, say it. Start praying. There were also two more fatalities. One, a woman in her 40s. And what kind of shape was she in? Did she have any comorbidities? And, you ready?
Mm.
The other was a man. I'm not making this up. It's from the New Daily. The other was a man in his late 90s. His late 90s.
Yeah,
I'm not
unreal.
Making this up. You ready?
Unreal.
Friday's fatalities take the toll from North South Wales coronavirus outbreak to at least 38. So now they've had total deaths in 17 months, 95 people. They locked down the place. 95 people in 17 months. Now I'm going to put in population of New South Wales, 2020. You ready?
I'm sitting down.
8.166 million people. How many people did I say just died?
Oh, God.
95. 95 people out of 8.1 million yeah. people over 17 months. What are you kidding me? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
I'd like to see proof, honest to God, of death by COVID in any of those alleged cases.
Yeah, again, even if it was COVID, 95 deaths in 17 months out of 8.1 yeah. million people.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. I throw them out of my office.
Right.
How many people died of pesticides? How many people died in car accidents? How many people died of overdoses? How many people died of suicide because of what you've done? I'm telling you, Jeff, if we do not unite, oh, by the way.
I know.
I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers at Ron Paul's The War on Us event in Washington, D.C. on September 4th.
Congratulations. You should be there.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm truly, 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 truly honored. And there's no man that I respect more than Dr. Ron Paul. He is a, you know, do I agree with 1,000? No, but man, 99.9% I agree with him.
Of course.
And who the hell is to agree with everybody, you know? But he's the only guy, I voted for two people since I was stupid enough as a young guy in 1968. I voted for Richard Nixon. The last person I voted for, and then I voted for Ralph Nader in 2000, and I voted for Ron Paul in 2012. Those are the last people I voted for.
And those are worthy votes. You saw what Arnold, an alleged Republican, former governor of California, said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to go to my YouTube. Did I go after him?
Good.
You go to Gerald Celente on YouTube. I went after that clown. Big time. Schwarzenegger calls out people for ignoring COVID guidance. You ready for this? Here he goes. This is what he said. I'm an expert on how to build a bicep. There's no one that knows more about a bicep than I do because I studied the issue for 50 years. Can you imagine a moron spewing out that crap? You know how to build a bicep? What are you? How damn dumb are you? It goes on. And the
that's a quote. Yeah.
I'm reading it.
Yeah.
It is from CBS News.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he goes on. And the same is also with the virus. And my father, he was a Nazi. Yeah, yeah. The people out there, the experts that started this year after year after year. Hey, wanker, I study it too. I got a magazine out there. Nobody find me one piece of false information in my magazine. I know the data. I know the facts. I don't listen to the crap heads that you like to swallow, Schwarzenegger, with your big biceps. Can you imagine a guy talking like this? That's how they talk down to us. These are the imbeciles. And you stupid Californians, you voted for this clown. A clown! Hey, how many times have you dyed your hair? How many shots have you got, huh? To get that Prozac, whatever, you know?
Oh, he's getting a lot of stuff. HGH would be one of them, human growth hormone. They get all the tricks for the elderly. They can maintain the muscle mass. He also said to everyone about mask wearing and freedom to choose.
Yep.
There's a quote. He said, screw your freedom. End quote. Arnold Schwarzenegger. What he said.
Yep.
Just another communist.
His father was a Nazi.
Well,
he's a Nazi sergeant.
It's amazing.
His father was a Nazi sergeant.
The only good news out of California was that...
Screw your freedom!
Yeah, I know. The guy running against, or who will run against, Newsom, if he is hopefully recalled, is Lee Elder, the black guy. Really smart. Very good man. Clint Eastwood endorsed him. We'll see what happens in California. With the theft of the election we saw in January.
Getting an election, what we're going on right now, what you just said about Schwarzenegger, about our freedom.
Oh, they don't care about our freedom. Our freedom is a joke to them.
Well, my freedom is being disturbed here, he said. No, screw your freedom.
They don't think we
have.
No, we're useless eaters as far as they're concerned. We're in the way. They're allowing us to live our lives out of the, I won't say kindness, but out of the conviction of their dedication to making money. That's why they're letting us do what we do. They're bleeding us.
By the way, in Australia. And this is why I said this from the beginning. I said, okay, we stop with this crap that, oh, they're doing this in America because Trump is, you know, they're doing it because... It had nothing to do with Trump. It's global. Italy, France,
and I wish
one place
Americans
after another.
Would understand that. Gerald,
I said
I
this from the beginning.
Yes, it's
But here's
worldwide.
The quote of the year. Another little boy, you look at this little clown in Australia, this guy in, excuse me, again, this is a curse word, the premier of, Melbourne area over there, Premier Daniel Andrews. You ready for this? This is very challenging, I know, for every single Victorian who would like to be going about their business. They would like to be open and have a degree of freedom that is simply not possible. You will not have a degree of freedom. It is simply not possible. This is out of this little clown's mouth 2 days ago.
Right. I don't know what they're... I think Australia is a beta test to see how far they can push people.
No. I'm telling you what it is. They had a 14% vaccination rate. They're locking down the place now
They're
get the
furious. I didn't know that. That's what's wrong.
That's
what they're punishing the people.
That's
of course.
What's it.
I got it.
Yep.
I didn't know. Good for the Aussies.
Now, here. Currently, almost 20% of Australians are fully vaccinated. All right, now here's the headline. Again, this is from the New Daily. Australians intending to get vaccinated soars to almost 80% in latest outbreak. This came out.
Sad news.
Came out today.
Sad
yep.
news, if that's
so
true.
That's
they're caving
it. No,
in. They're
is,
caving
yep.
in.
That's it.
That's it.
They're
Look what they're
everywhere.
Doing. They're signing their death certificates, okay? That's what they're doing.
Yep. Again, let's make this 100% clear. If you're vaccinated and you're wearing a mask, you're safe, right? According to what they're telling us.
That's exactly it.
So if you're vaccinated, you're wearing
you're
a mask and you're safe,
yeah.
Why are you telling me that I should get vaccinated and wear a mask? Because it has nothing to do with you. It's only about me.
And have to
you do what you
down.
Want to do, I'll do what I want to do. That's I'm right. not interfering with your life.
Remember?
You're
just get
very
your
happy
shots.
With...
Just get your shots and everything will be back to normal. Remember the promises? We'll get back to normal.
I know, but I'm just saying, but in the argument, as they keep telling us what to get vaccinated, why are you telling me to do this? You're vaccinated, you're safe. You're wearing a mask, you're safe, so why are you telling me what to do? And why are you telling me that I'm endangering the lives of other people? The only people I would be endangering are people like me that don't want a mask and don't want to get vaccinated, and that's our choice. So there's no endangerment there. It's choice.
Perfect. Perfectly correct. Yep. I don't know. I just don't know. I like to think, Gerald, that there is something being done. We know what they did in Europe. You remember 5 years ago when all the Muslims and black Africans invaded Europe, 5-6 million of them. And the Europeans allowed it. They didn't stop it.
No, no, no. Why did it happen?
Well, it was ordered to happen.
No.
They wanted to loot Europe.
No.
Go ahead.
Because the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. They were all going in through Libya and out. And he warned everybody, Gaddafi, you take me out, it's finished over here. They're going to come flooding in.
Muammar
Gaddafi.
I wrote
about this as it was happening in the magazine.
Yes, you did.
And by the way, you see now, if I only knew how to talk properly like Barack Obama, who used to look right and left folks, he was always folking us all the time, and knew how to say it, I want, you know, Gaddafi has to go, I want to get him out of here, rather than me raising my voice and telling somebody to F you, I had enough of your crap. You see, if you murder millions of people, oh, hey, remember Obama's troop surge in Afghanistan? Yeah. Oh, how about Obama selling all those weapons, only about, I think, almost $1 billion worth to Saudi Arabia to slaughter all the Yemenis? Hey, how about Obama? I want that guy Assad out of there in Syria. That's why they're all what came through there.
Don't forget
and
about
people
his.
People don't remember that.
His birthday bash. 600 unmasked people at his home, and it's a who's who of American communists is what it was basically.
Yep, communists and fascists. Combination of the two. And that's the other thing. Do not call these people liberals. It is a misuse of the term liberal. They are not liberal.
No, or progressive.
Or progressive. No. The definition of a liberal, all you got to do is Google it up. Willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. Open to new ideas. That is the definition. They are not liberals. They are not liberals. Open to new ideas, accept different opinions. No, you have to believe in me, what I believe in. You have no right to think for yourself.
Don't forget that this is Obama 3.0 in the White House now. Understand
that.
You saw the picture of Susan Rice giving Biden his instructions, basically, in the Oval Office. Yeah, he's a walking cadaver.
Oh,
this is Obama.
God.
Obama 3.0. That's what we got.
I agree, and I said this in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm telling you, everybody listening, you know me, I never keep pushing, you know, we got to do it. We better do it now. If we do not unite, it's over. Finito, finished. Just like they marched off to Mussolini, saluted Stalin, and Heil Hitler, they're doing it all over again. And I'm telling you, I cannot win this battle alone. And I'm a fighter, and I'm fighting. I need your help. I need your support. Go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, give what you can. And if you want to know, I mean, really, you get the magazine. I mean, look at the covers of it. Look at the work of it. You know,
there's nothing like it in America. Nothing like it in the world. No, seriously,
nothing.
This is not an exaggeration. No joke. You cannot duplicate it. It's one of a kind. It's at the top.
Yeah.
The mass media in this country is sewage below Gerald's magazine. Garbage. His is floating above
Journal
it all.
The Trench Journal is the only news source you can trust.
Well, that ought to be on the cover somewhere. It's true.
And we tell you what in the world is going on, what it means, what's next, and what you can do to prepare, prevail, and prosper. And we're the only source to tell you, the Trends Journal. We've been forecasting worldwide since 1980. And again, you know me, I don't brag, but I'll put my track record up against anybody in the world. Show me your books, Trend Tracking, Trends 2000. You know, show me your magazine that I've been writing since 1991. It's a weekly now. Show me what you've done. Show me your trend forecasts, and then we can begin to talk.
Right.
And the way I am right now is because I see the future, and it's hell on earth. I just got a friend that came back from Ireland. She didn't want to get the vaccination. Her mother was sick. She had to get the vaccination to go there. I said, how was it? An Irish woman. And I've been to Ireland, and I love Ireland. Dead. Dead. It's dead. It's dead. Nobody parties better than the Irish to me. Dead. It's dead everywhere. 8:30 at night over here, the streets are dead. Dead. In Kingston up here, the biggest complaint everybody had, we need more parking garages. There's no place to park. You can park any way you want now. Everybody's walking around with masks on. Not everybody. 70%.
We got it.
And the odds of getting it outside, according to the data, are 1% or less.
Oh, zero. Come on. We don't even know what it is. We got a test that doesn't work. It's a joke.
One of the guys
that works. Where do you see that video? Where do you see that video? Top of the page. Yeah. Don't miss it.
I will. And one of the guys that works for me works with us. He's a great guy. He's been sick. He got the COVID. He's over it. Anyway, I've been hanging around. Yeah, I see this guy every day. I never got sick. He's not in great shape.
There's something out there that is making people sick, but over 40 nations cannot identify or isolate this alleged virus. Yep. We don't know what's going on.
No.
There could be a number of things being released.
Yeah.
This is all being played. We're being played. And if we don't stop it, we'll be played right into the grave. That's the truth.
Drug dealers are in charge. Drug dealers, the military-industrial complex, you don't have to believe me. Just ask Dwight D. Eisenhower. Listen to his 1961 farewell address on January 17th. And drug dealers and big tech and the banksters.
Probably the best thing Eisenhower ever spoke in terms of the speech.
Oh,
Occupy
what a man
peace.
To say that.
Yeah,
in those
well,
times, in that height of the Cold War, saying that?
Yeah. OccupyPeace.com, okay?
And TrenchJournal.com.
Yeah. Go look. Support Gerald. We have very
support
few
yourself.
Rallying
points. We're all in this.
Well,
it's not
for
about
you.
Me.
It's for us.
Yeah. Look, it's for
yes,
us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gerald, thank you. I hope this. I hope we can do it. We have to. We have no choice.
We have to.
No, we have no choice. None. It's got to happen. All right. You be well. Talk soon.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Take care.
Good night. Gerald Celente. What an hour. OccupyPeace.com. Trends Research. There you go. Be right back.
Around my heart. When I had the exocardiogram 2.5 months.